You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right, like that dude just said, 4:07 p.m. I got to tell you, you heard an ad a moment ago for ZLA Solutions. Well, ZLA Solutions, they are like the best around at getting people back to work, in my opinion. And I know these folks personally. I was just talking to them again yesterday morning. ZLA Solutions is like game on right now for putting people back to work. And last year, they just had the numbers come in. They had their biggest year ever. So if you're looking for a job, all you got to do is go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over Alabama, a lot of them with benefits and all. But if you're an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, just know that that's what they can do. They can do it for you, all the recruiting, all the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They can square you away with an employer group. Go to ZLAUSA.com. So ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, folks, so listen, I'm switching gears. I'm in the triple dipper. I am going to number two, the China flu. So here's a piece of breaking news for you on the COVID front, all right? And by the way, let's call it what it is. There was nothing wrong apparently back in the turn of the last century, and somebody would say, well, times have changed and we don't do things that way anymore. Okay, fine. But they used to call that pandemic the Spanish flu. All right, the China flu. China flu. Because it originated in China, nobody denies that. But the question becomes then, how did it originate in China? Well, one thing I do want you to know before I get into the China piece of this, because that's what I'm going to talk about. So the next few minutes, I'm going to talk about China and whether there was any type of a cover-up. New documents are showing that apparently Dr. Fauci, who needs to stop being the spokesperson for the United States right now on COVID because all he does is make it worse, but that literally he knew and that other doctors were expressing their concerns in writing that perhaps this originated in a lab and not through natural events. If that's the case, then millions have died around the world at the hands of the Chinese government. But they don't want to go down that road. Before I get there, though, you know, in terms of the government overreach and the ramifications of what's happened post-COVID, nationalreview.com, storyline out 2 days ago, I want to make sure you guys know, as we had a victory today on the OSHA mandate, with OSHA actually just rescinding altogether its mandate, period, done, gone. That we also have a story out of New York. A New York State Supreme Court judge on Monday ruled that Governor Kathy Hochul's, you know, she replaced Cuomo, Governor Kathy Hochul's mask mandate for schools and other public locations is unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Judge Thomas Rademacher, or Rademacher or something like that, found that the governor and the state health commissioner did not have the authority to enact a mask mandate without the state legislature getting involved, given that the governor no longer has her emergency powers. Aha! 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 Anyway, the mask mandate's been in place since mid-December when the state saw its surge in Omicron. And basically, the judge came back and said, unless the legislature puts in a law in place, Governor, you cannot do this. That was a huge win for people who believe that the mask mandate was an overreach. Well, listen, that's COVID world. I had to give you that because it was breaking news. But let me just jump into my true topic, the China connection. Has anyone been tracking this? I mean, right now, what we've got is the fact that Dr. Fauci, who, like I said a moment ago, Lord, at some points, they have to realize that every time he goes on the air, all it does is inflame passions. Like, he makes it worse every time he opens his mouth. Why would they keep trotting him out as a spokesperson? I understand they can keep the same storyline, get a different person. The man is polarizing. Nonetheless, Dr. Fauci, who has been there since day one on all of this, we're finding documents now that seem to indicate that he knew that this was likely a lab-produced or could have been a lab-produced virus. And that's amazing. So what I want to do, I would not normally play a clip that is, you know, quite this long, but I'm going to play a clip of Representative Jim Jordan talking to Maria Bartiromo about this very thing and the fact that China has had influence in the whole COVID thing. Copper, you good to go on clip four? Okay, great. Let's do this. Let's play the clip. And Copper, I may holler to stop at some point, but otherwise we're going to let it play through. Hit clip four.
Without a doubt that Dr. Fauci knew on January 31st and February 1st that this thing came from a lab. The top scientists in the country were saying it came from a lab. One scientist says, we got the notes now from the conference call on February 1st. One scientist says, I don't see how this can happen in nature, but it would be easy to do in a lab. And yet just in a matter of days, they change their position, write the article that appears in Nature Medicine magazine, which then gets cited in the now famous letter in The Lancet that became the gospel for the fact that Fauci can go out and tell people it didn't come from a lab when, in fact, they knew it did. And the interesting thing is, and we point this out, we just learned this last week, the two doctors who were most adamant that this thing came from a lab early on, one is Dr. Christian Anderson. On January 31st, 2020, he says this to Dr. Fauci in an email. He says, virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. So he knew it came from a lab, but they changed their position. And a few months later, guess what? They get $8.9 million grant. Both him and Dr. Gary, the guy who said it couldn't happen naturally. They change their position and get an $8.9 million grant from Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, we're looking at the timeline right now, and it was February 2020 when.
Okay, stop there for a second, Topper. Stop there real quick. Hold that spot because I'm gonna keep it playing here in a second. But what you just heard there was Jim Jordan referencing the fact that when there was first a viral outbreak, all right, when it first became, and by the way, the NIH, they identify these things and they coordinate with other of their peer groups around the world, and so on somewhere around January 27th, 2020. It became very apparent that something was happening. And Dr. Fauci literally had communications ongoing. He was arranging conference calls with world health leaders around the globe. On January 31st, what you just heard there was that one of those noted virologists named Dr. Christian Anderson wrote to Fauci and others that this looks possibly engineered and the genome is inconsistent with expectations of evolutionary theory, meaning that this appeared to be something man-made. All right? For reasons unknown, and by the way, there was more communication than just that, but there were others who chimed in on this and felt the same. For reasons unknown, at that point, we have a switchover. We have a switchover to, never mind, that's not what we're thinking. Looks like it's natural. And the people who changed their tune wound up with an $8.9 million grant that came from Dr. Fauci's NIH. All right, keep playing it, Copper. Hit the play.
Fauci and Collins on a call that COVID-19 may have leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Then a month later in March, Gary signs his name to a paper which states that COVID-19 is not a laboratory construct or a purposely manipulated virus. We go on to look at April, where Collins emails Fauci about a Fox News report that says multiple sources believe COVID originated at that Wuhan lab and asks if the NIH can help put down this very destructive conspiracy. We follow on this timeline, as you see on your screen, April 2020, Fauci responds saying it is a shiny object that will go away. And then in May of 2020, Fauci's NIH awards that $8.9 million grant money that you are referring to from the NIH. Connect the dots here. Was he paying off people to say the narrative he wanted said? And is he protecting the CCP?
Look, we don't know for sure, but all I know is that fact pattern seems to suggest that very point. I mean, they say it comes from a lab. That's where the evidence points. It suddenly changes. They switch 180 degrees, write the article. Dr. Fauci then uses that article to go out and tell the country, to tell the American people, frankly, the world, no, it didn't come from a lab. So the big takeaway I have, Maria, is this is the pattern we see from the Biden administration, from the left. This is the template they use. I mean, frankly, we saw it this past week. The Department of Education actually went to the National School Boards Association, asked them to send them the
letter. All right, You can stop it there. All right, that to me is infuriating to think that they, without explanation, dismissed their previous theories and changed it to something that now we're not allowed to investigate. All right, I've got a caller. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the call right now, Copper. Let me go ahead and do this. Chris from Decatur. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams on Right Side. I'm up against a break, man, but I'll take about a minute here. What you got?
You know, I'm so sick of Jim Jordan coming on TV and running his mouth with no solutions. He's on almost every night in one of the big outlets running his mouth. He's found all kinds of stuff, but he has zero solutions. I bet dig deep enough, you'll find that the head of the Democratic Party brought this disease here to scam an election.
I don't think we have any proof that an American brought it here to scam an election, but I'll tell you this. So, Jim Jordan, I'll say this. Hang on, Chris. I'll tell you this. One of the things you got to take into account, though, is Jim Jordan's operating in the minority right now. He can't get things done yet, but he just finished saying in a clip that I haven't played yet that if we can take the power back in November, he's going to be personally launching an investigation through the Judiciary Committee. So there's that.
Yeah, just vote for us and watch us do nothing.
Well, let's hope it's not true, but what do you want to do? Sit here with Biden? You feel better about that? You want to sit with Biden and let it ride?
Hell no, but you do a deep enough investigation, I can promise you, you're going to find the Democratic Party was
Chris, you just called in and hated Republicans and hated Democrats. Which one do you want?
Because they don't do anything. They're ineffective.
Okay, so I'm asking you, what's your choice? Which one do you want? Can't have nothing.
I don't want Biden. I mean, if we're stuck with a worthless, if a do-nothing Republican is going to be better, well, I'm going to vote for him.
Okay, so you're saying lesser of two evils is still the Jim Jordan over the Democrats, is what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, fair enough. Got to go to a break, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. That's Chris from Decatur having himself a moment. But listen, I get it. There's a lot of frustration out there. But hey, don't keep in mind, if you're mad at a Republican right now, if they're in the minority, they have to wait till after the election to see if they're going to do something. Now, do I agree that they don't often do what they say they're going to do? Too often. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back with more. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you want to call in and get passionate about your topic like we had a moment ago, you are welcome to do it. Call on in, but be prepared to defend your position. We've talked about several things today. Do you want to talk about the China flu? Do you want to talk about whether or not it came from China because it was man-made or came from China because it was natural? What do you think about lottery? Do you want a lottery? For that matter, do you want expansion of casino gaming? And if you do you only want the folks who have been breaking our laws for years to be the ones who are allowed to set up a new casino in your backyard? I'm curious. Give me your thoughts on this. How do you feel about these things we've talked about so far? Okay. The number there is 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. We got a few minutes left before the break. And just keep in mind, if you call in during the break, I'll pick you up right after. But I'm in number two on the Triple Dipper right now. A clip that I did not play, but that I had to shout over my last caller to make sure he knew was coming, is that on January 16th of this year, story off Fox News, Representative Jim Jordan, who drew the ire of my caller a moment ago, vowed to uncover what Dr. Anthony Fauci knew about the origins of the coronavirus pandemic if Congress can flip back to Republican control. Keep in mind, they cannot set up special commissions. They cannot take charge of action to be taken if they are not in the majority. Now, have I seen them get in the majority and then waste the opportunities? Yep, sure have. Repeal Obamacare never happened. But nonetheless, we'll see what happens. It says right now, it comes after Jordan and other Republican leaders on the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees released excerpts of emails, the same ones I was talking about a moment ago, that seemed to indicate that Fauci, as the director of the NIH, knew that COVID-19 may have been intentionally modified and leaked from the Wuhan lab in China. This is a China flu, no matter how you look at it. Well, so, yeah. And the freaky part about it is the authors of the report that everybody stands on now, the authors of the report that everybody stands on as the gospel, like Jim Jordan said in that quote. The authors of that report, initially, several of those authors were of the mind that the Wuhan virus appeared to be man-made. It appeared to have the genetic construct that indicated it was not natural. Okay. But they changed their minds. Yeah. And it's unclear, according to the article I'm looking at right now, this particular article also came from Fox on January 25th. That was yesterday. This says, 4 days after their initial concerns were voiced, as five researchers who were on the call authored preliminary findings, abandoning their early private beliefs that the virus was a likely result of a lab leak. It all goes on to say, it is unclear what new evidence prompted the reversal of their opinion. But private communications show that various drafts had been sent to Fauci and his former coworker Collins for approval. In other words, the drafts of what to say were sent to them to be reviewed. The first public draft came published out on February 16th of 2020. All right, that said, those same people who switched their opinions, who switched their findings, who contributed to the report, they were awarded millions in grants from Fauci's agency. Gah! So yeah, follow the money, and we'll see what's what. Coming back, I'll wrap that thing up here in a minute. And if we have time, I'm going to talk for a little bit about marches. Marching conservatives. March on, conservatives. That's what I'm saying. You want to call in and talk, 866-494-9866. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Time now, 4:35, getting into that go-home mode. Everybody getting their car keys, finding their briefcase, getting ready to grab the lunchbox out the break room and head to the house. Well, folks, it's getting cold. And let me just tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, you need to check this out. I hope some of y'all have already been there. In fact, I know you have because I hear that you have. But nonetheless, think about this. It's cold outside, but you can stop on the way home at Just Love Coffee Cafe, either one of the locations. And one of the things on the menu, I'm looking at this right now, grilled cheese and tomato basil soup combo. It's a waffled grilled cheese, like ooey-gooey, melty good with garlic-buttered sourdough bread with provolone, pepper jack, and cheddar cheese. Oh, man. Okay, that runs through the end of this month. You might want to try that out. That's their grilled cheese tomato basil soup combo at Just Love Coffee Cafe. They've also got a special going right now. If I can cram all this into one talk here, Right Side listeners only. If you will text the word right side to 87338, that's 87338, text the word right side, you get entered into their promotional and you get a free beverage if you go in there within a week of signing up. So yeah, that's very cool. And then on top of that, I wanted to know that one of the things I love about Just Love Coffee, they're more than just a coffee shop. They literally give back to their community. This coming Saturday, the 29th, from 8 to 11, they are hosting a fundraiser at their Madison location on Hughes Road in Madison. They're hosting an event to support an organization called Ainsley's Angels. So you might want to consider breakfast at Just Love Coffee Cafe in Madison on Saturday to support Ainsley's Angels, an amazing organization that helps terminally ill and disabled folks to experience the thrill of a foot race by being able to be the rider in a cart while a runner runs them through everything from 5Ks to marathons. So yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, and then again on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. Hey, Copper, I know we got one caller on the line, but did I see another caller come through? What was that a minute ago? I thought one called in.
Yeah, Chris from Lauderdale called in on Copper's Corner, and he said that.
Oh,
yeah,
what'd he say?
He said, quote, that you should tell that little white boy he's a crybaby.
Oh, shoot.
He said he works for the government, and there are groups like federally employed women and minority groups and stuff, and there isn't one for men, and yet he still works for the government. I guess his point being that if you don't do something in life because you don't have a support group, well, you're not going to make it very far.
You know what? You need good people around you, but if you have to have other people to get your job done, then, yeah, you do need to kind of reach down and find those bootstraps a little bit.
Yeah, I need my friends, but also I'm not going to turn down a job just because they don't have a women's group.
There you go. All right, fair enough. Well, I got a caller on line four. Let me grab that. Kirby from Harvest. Kirby, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Oh, I've got the heaters on, and I'm just trying to warm up a little bit. How about you?
I'm doing the same here in the studio. I've actually got the window slightly open, so I need to close it, but I'm wired to the microphone right now, so I can't. But what's on your mind, man? What you got today?
Well, I wanted to get one of your breaking news ones and just comment on it. It was
okay.
The one about the new judge appoint that they're recommending.
Yeah.
I find it very interesting that now what's most important is what kind of a body they come in and what their color is. No other specification. That's for today. And I'm going to contrast that with something that happened several years back now, probably more than just several. We had a state Supreme Court Chief Justice who was voted not once by the people, but twice, and named Roy Moore. And even though the people voted for him twice, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I think I'm going to revise that name, the Socialist Poverty Law Center. I think that sounds a lot better. I believe it fits their description a whole lot better. You know, causes trouble and runs him out. So I guess I don't get it. Maybe the citizens' vote doesn't matter anymore when it comes to judges.
You know, and also apparently it doesn't matter what their legal knowledge or jurisprudence is adds up to. I mean, yeah, you're right, Kirby. Right now, it's what their body style and skin color is apparently what the deciding factor is. We're seeing the calls that are going out right now. Top of the story lines on Fox News is the squad is demanding that he appoint a black woman. They don't care about whether they have a knowledge of the law.
One thing I'd like to add to that story, too, by the way, it seems like I have read or heard as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Now, I'm not saying it's this way in every state, but in the state of Alabama, the Chief Justice is also the custodian of the building. You know, in the government, we call that other duties as assigned.
Right.
And what did he do? Well, he put a Ten Commandments monument in there. I mean, what did they want him to put in there, a Playboy magazine monument or something?
I think they wanted no monument, to be honest. But you're right. I mean, and he was in charge of the building. That was his gig. I think, I'll be honest with you, Kirby, I look back on that now, and I've always supported Judge Moore's position and had trouble with his methods. You know, that was the thing that I think got him. If he had made an announcement that I'm going to be putting this in, or I'm going to be hanging it in my courtroom or whatever else, that's fine. But he, at 2 o'clock in the morning or something, he had a forklift bring in that monument, and that sort of set off a firestorm because of the way he did it.
That's a big monument. In other words, it's my understanding that in the what do you want to call it, the regional court where he was before he went there, he had a small Ten Commandments thing that you could read,
yeah.
You know.
I've been in that courtroom.
You could hang it up on the wall or something, you know, like if you and Copper have a bulletin board there, you could hang it up on the wall or something.
That's right. I've seen it. I was in that courtroom. It was something that was more along the size of, you know, like you said, it was about the size of a picture hanging on the wall. It wasn't a big deal. It was, you know, about a 8x10 or something, I think, but it took all kinds of heat for daring to have it hanging there, which I always thought was ridiculous that they were going to care about that. But anyway, Kirby, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you as always. You have a great day. Stay warm. All right, listen, as we move through this, I don't think I'm going to get to number three. I'll save that again for tomorrow. But I got to tell you, in this China flu segment that I'm doing, you understand, China's had their fingerprints on this all along. The crazy thing is, China has their fingerprints on it even more now. China's making a whole lot of money off of this. What type of field you say? China's making money? How can you possibly say this? Well, because they are. I mean, first of all, it's developed all kinds of cottage industries. COVID has sprung up any number of companies that are getting rich off of COVID response, COVID materials, COVID testing, COVID vaccines, all of it. I'll never forget when all this started, when everybody had to wear a mask. Well, my personal, you know, protest was I wasn't wearing the cheesy little, mask that comes in a box with 50 other masks. And so I went online and I found a mask that has the Captain America star on it. And I thought, you know what? By God, I'm going to wear a Captain America mask as my indication of my support of liberty, and I want out of this mandate mode that we're in. So I got my Captain America mask in the mail. I find it deeply ironic that the China flu caused me to have to wear a Captain America mask, which came from, you guessed it, China, because it had a Made in China on the back of it. It was galling. Well, that's apparently what's going on right now in lots of places. So right now, story off of Fox again. Fox News reported yesterday, Bill Hemmer on Fox said that he had ordered the free COVID-19 test that the Biden administration is sending out. Remember that? Free COVID-19 test through the mail. You can order your free at-home tests. Half a billion of them. Half a billion COVID tests. Which AL.com has reported already are not very reliable. Nonetheless, Bill Hemmer said he got his, and he was looking at the box and could not help but notice that on the backside it says, Made in China. Yes, that's true. The fine print on the back says that the COVID test that the United States spent $1 billion on, or spent about half a billion of, here it is. A company called iHealth is a unit of the Chinese company Andon Health, was awarded a $1.275 billion contract for COVID-19 rapid tests with the U.S. government. And that's what we've got right now being mailed out to citizens to test and see whether you've got the China flu. You use a test that $1.2 billion of your tax money was spent on, and they were all made in China. I will also point out, by the way, that most recently, apparently the Office of the Attending Physician, that's an official position, an office in Congress, the Office of the Attending Physician of the U.S. Congress has provided all congressional offices with the KN95 masks, you know, the ones that are supposed to be better than the cloth masks that we were told to wear all along. And the staff in Congress have all noticed that the boxes say made in China. So, yeah, don't tell me China's not making some money off of this. Billions of our tax dollars are buying stuff off of their economy to help fund the responses by our nation to what came out of their nation. Well, it makes you wonder, is Biden ever going to press Xi on this? Is he ever going to say, Xi, what the heck, man? Help us with the investigation. Did y'all start this or not? Well, Biden swears he did. January 19th, New York Post article. Despite his press team being unaware of it, President Biden told the Post on Wednesday that he did press Chinese President Xi Jinping about transparency on the origins of COVID-19. Biden said his spokespeople weren't aware of the key exchange because they were not in the room. It was a virtual summit. This was not a chance for he and Xi to be off in the corner by themselves. It was a virtual summit. You're like doing a Zoom call. Some technician in the White House, somebody. I guarantee you Biden was not in the room by himself. Hey, Xi, just me and you, dude. Listen, on the QT, you got to give us some transparency here. That's what he says he did. And the question was posed by the Post during a press conference. And he said, I spent a lot of time with him. And I did press him. Okay, he said, I did raise the question of transparency. And the Post pressed on this transparency on coronavirus. Yes, the president said. And you did this during the virtual summit, the Post continued. Yeah, Biden said. Is there a reason your press staff was unaware of that? And what did the Chinese president say? Oh, they weren't with me the whole time, Biden said. I got news. I guarantee you he was not alone on a virtual summit with the president of China for a second. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Take us to a break, Copper. We'll go wrap this thing up. Be right back. Give you guys the go-home thoughts as you head to the house. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Final moments of the show today. I got to tell you, there's a story right now on Fox. You know, we're talking about today, aside from the triple dipper that I had, I had several pieces of breaking news, one of which is the fact that today, during your work hours, in case you missed it, Justice Stephen Breyer from the Supreme Court of the United States has announced at 83 years old that he is retiring. Well, that opens up Pandora's box. I mean, that's basically, okay, you saw the free-for-all we had during the Trump administration and the manner in which it galvanized both conservatives and Democrats when it came time to appoint new justices. Well, that is the prerogative of a president. I do not argue. I'm not going to be one of those who says, he shouldn't be allowed to do that. Well, yeah, he should. He's a president. So we can get over that piece. But then the question is, can he get it done? So, you know, in the analysis of this, keep in mind, we got wackiness here. This is a completely split Supreme Court. A Senate. So a Supreme Court nominee from the president has to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, which sits at 50-50 right now. However, Kamala Harris is the deciding vote. So technically, even on party lines, the president could get his nominee approved. Doesn't mean they're not going to have contentious hearings. My hope is that what we're not going to see is the Republicans returning in kind the level of unprofessionalism and vitriol that we saw out of the Democrats under things like the confirmations for Neil Gorsuch, for Brett Kavanaugh, for Amy Coney Barrett. Good gosh, Kavanaugh, that was awful. That was Clarence Thomas all over again. Now, you know, do they deserve it? They would certainly deserve it. The Democrats deserve every bit of angst that can be piled upon them. However, I will say this: I don't want to be like them. I don't. I don't want us to be them. Doesn't mean we can't stage a good fight. Doesn't mean we can't do all that we can to make sure that an uber liberal progressive does not get appointed to the Supreme Court for life or good cause. Because that's where they'll be. They'll be there for life or good cause. Well, right now, a story on Fox. CNN and MSNBC are both salivating right now. They're saying, basically in the words of this article that I'm looking at, media analysts on CNN and MSNBC agreed on Wednesday that Liberal Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement would allow President Biden a chance to make history and appoint the first black woman to the Supreme Court and restore his embattled administration's tattered image. Wow. This is it. This is it. This is what we've been needing. This is the thing. We're going to have something that we can hang our hat on. The question is, can they get it done? I don't know. He's not retiring, but y'all, he's not retiring until the end of the summer term. They're going to have elections in November. Every one of those people that are running in purple states, the Joe Manchins and the Kirsten Sinemas and some of the others, they've got to go home and run on what they're going to do. And so Biden has got to get under the narrowest of majorities. And it doesn't get any more narrow than 50-50 with this tiebreaker vote from the vice president. That's as narrow can get. That's so thin it's anorexic. That is the ultimate in narrow. You can't go more narrow than that. So he's got to get it done through that. In an election year, with some of his Democrats already bucking him for the things he's been doing, who are running for re-election in purple states. I don't know if Biden and Sinema are up this year or not. I got to look, but I know that there are other senators that are worried, and there are also, by the way, there are also some who are retiring, House and Senate, and those open seats are going to be a free-for-all, kind of like what we have here in Alabama. And you talk about creating the poster child for a campaign sign, no matter which party you're in. It's going to be madness. So the other thing that's galling to me is right now, the other articles that are up are showing that the most progressive of progressives, the Squad, is already demanding that this be a black female, period. They don't care what level of jurisprudence knowledge they have. They don't care what their level of legal acumen is. They don't care what their qualifications are for the job, as long as they're a black female. They can be a black female who was disbarred yesterday, as long as they're the black female. That's what they want, period. That's all they want. Amazing. More to come on this, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Great day on the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back tomorrow. Have a great night.